Float cash distributed to cashiers at the beginning of each day facilitates smooth transaction and customer hence by ensuring availability of change. Acknowledgement of float cash receipt is documented in the float register signed by the head cashier and the respective cashiers. So as I said at the beginning of this, when this chapter started, that every cashier gets a float, and that float amount depends upon organization. Some organization issues 1,000 rupees, some issues 1,100, and there's a float. There's a cashier gives a bag to a head cashier gives a bag to the cashier. Now this bag consists of float cash, which could be multiple denominations, 50, 100, maybe 10, 20. There are coins also. So if a float is having 1,100 as a float amount, 100 rupees would be in form of coins, in form of change, and the remaining would be the currency notes of 10, 20, 50, 100, 500, depending upon the organization SOP. So the float is issued. There is a float register where the cashier and the head cashier, they both sign, and that's how the day starts. So the first point is the head cashier also enters with the store manager. They take a round. The head cashier will go and check the cash. They will check the head cashier's room, whether it's lock and seal. And once everything is in place, they will ask the cashier to come in. So once the first cashier comes, the float bag, the cash bag is given, the register is there, they maintain, they put a sign, they both sign. That's how the day starts for the head cashier and the cashier. Regular deposit of excess cash collected by cashiers maintain operational efficiency and minimize the risk of cash shortages or discrepancies. So there is an SOP which says that if a cashier has received an amount or excess amount, normally there is an amount which is decided by the commercial department of the head office, and it's made a part of the SOP. So at any given point of time, if the cashier is having 15,000 or more than that, so every amount, every organization fix one amount, and moment they receive that much amount in the cash till, the cashier will signal the supervisor or head cashier to collect the excess excess cash and ensure that it's deposited in the locker. So regular deposits of excess cash is collected by the cashiers. Once the head cashier comes, they collect the excess cash, they make a signature. This is to reduce the risk of cash shortages and any discrepancies. Float cash management is a critical aspect of front-end cash operations, balancing the need for adequate change while safeguarding against excessive cash handling. So this is done to manage float. Similarly, once if a cashier has 10,000 or 15,000 cash, the head cashier will come and take the excess amount. So in case there is a 10,000, then the cashier will come, head cashier will come, they will remove 9,000, the cashier signs, the head cashier signs, and they ensure that the float amount of 1,000 is there in the cash till, safeguarding excess cash and ensuring that there are no discrepancies. Otherwise, there are fines and penalties which the cashier needs to pay. Cash refunds are processed in cases of billing errors, inaccurate discounts, or cashier mistakes to ensure fair and accurate transactions. So normally in the retail scenario, the cash refunds are not allowed. It depends upon the store to store and or corporate to corporate. But in case if there is a cashier who has done a mistake, or there was an error while billing, there was an error from the cashier while doing a billing, there are certain cases the cash refund is given by taking approval of the store manager. So that is one of the odd cases where the cash refund is given. So that is also, it's a part of the cashiering process, and depending upon the situation, cash refunds are done. The cash refunds are issued, customer signature is obtained, and that processes are carried forward. Certain errors while doing, when the cash refund is done, next day the head cashier also briefs the cashiers to ensure that they don't do the same mistake which happened the previous day. So all this also is a part of training. The head cashier also needs to look into that. Detailed registers are maintained to record refund transactions, including relevant information such as date, time, description, and customer service. So in case there is a cash refund, there are detailed registers which need to be followed, which includes such as the invoice amount, the date, the description, what was the error, and the customer signature that the customer has received that amount. So detailed documentation also takes place. Refunds are due to dual MRP issues or incorrect billing are rectified promptly with adjustments made during day-end cash settlements. So certain times there are two different there are products. One, the product was having a price A and then there was a price increase, and then the product is having the same product is having a new MRP as well. So this is one of the issues where the cash refund needs to be done. There are a lot of other issues which might crop up during the billing. Sometimes the offer is not loaded, sometimes the offer is not reflecting in the POS system. So all those issues come in and there are chances of giving cash refunds. So all these things are checked during the day-to-day settlement as well. Cashiers are counseled and monitored to prevent recurring mistakes with corrective actions implemented as necessary to maintain transactional integrity. So as I said earlier, that in case if there is an error and the head cashier has resolved that issue, the other cashiers are also informed, and the cashier who's committed the mistake, that person is also counseled. There is coaching, mentoring which happens, and they are told to not to repeat the same mistakes. Similarly, they also train other cashiers that, okay, this was the error or mistake happened with one of the cashiers, and the others also need to be alert, so that this is a preventive measure to ensure that to maintain the transactional integrity as well as to ensure that our faster checkouts. Gift vouchers requisition. Gift vouchers are requisitioned from head regional office in various dimensions to meet customer demand. So every store has certain gift vouchers, and the head office issues those gift vouchers to the store. So when the gift vouchers are issued from head office, there is a bill or invoice amount the head cashier signs. The head cashier also counts the denomination. So it could be from 1 to 100. One store will receive 1 to 100. Second store will receive the gift voucher number from 101 to 201. So that's how the gift vouchers are issued. The head cashier will accept, receive, they will sign it, and they will keep it in lock and key. So as and when the customers comes and they request for a gift voucher, the customer makes the payment, the head cashier will come, or the cashier will come with the denomination and hand over to the customers while activating in the system. So the normal process is the head cashier oversees the stock maintenance and replenishment process, ensuring availability of gift vouchers in the store. So every head cashier is responsible for keeping the count of the stock, thus how much gift vouchers they have and what denomination they are. In case if they are getting over, then he needs to replenish it and ensure that the gift vouchers are available at any given point of time. GVs are received, checked, and securely stored under custodianship of head cashier to prevent unauthorized access. Timely requisition and stock management ensure uninterrupted availability of GVs for the customer purchase and redemption. GVs are issued to corporate clients or cashiers based on sales requirement or daily float needs. So as I said, if the customer wants to buy a gift voucher of 100 or 500, the cashier will either signal the supervisor, so they will not, there are some, in certain stores, the cashier is not allowed to leave the cash till. So he or she will signal the supervisor will go to the head cashier and get the required denomination of the gift voucher. The cashier will take, they will validate that voucher by punching in the system. So each GV is stamped with an issue date and validity period, typically 6 months from the date of issuance. So these gift vouchers have barcode. Certain times the cashier scans the barcode to generate the bill. The gift voucher is stamped with date of issue and validity period. So certain gift vouchers have validity period of 6 months, certain gift vouchers have validity of 1 year. So depending upon the SOPs, that is stamped. Comprehensive record of gift vouchers, including issuance, return, sale, closing balance, are meticulously maintained and reconciled daily. So when a gift voucher is redeemed, the cashier needs to cancel that gift voucher. And in case the customer has not used those vouchers within the stipulated period of time and it has expired, so that needs to be renewed. So in certain cases, the customer will go to the customer service desk, they will show the voucher, the CSD person will go to head cashier, and after taking the approvals, the new gift vouchers are issued. But normally the customers are encouraged to use the gift voucher before the expiry date. So all these things are recorded, and the comprehensive records of gift vouchers including issuance, returns, sales and closing balance are all meticulously maintained and there are registered, there is SOP, all document needs to be done on daily basis. So all this reconciliation happens on daily basis as well. Strict controls and documentation ensure accountability and transparency in gift issue, gift voucher issuance and usage. So there is with when it gift voucher is also equivalent like cash, and here also there are strict controls and documents needs to be followed to ensure that there is no theft or there is no leakages with regards to the revenue with regards to the gift voucher issuance and usage. Gift vouchers accepted at cash tills. Customers present gift vouchers during billing, which are accepted as a mode of payment according to predefined terms and conditions. So the customer, the scanning is done. The customer announces that he would like, he or she would like to pay with a gift voucher. So the gift vouchers are presented during redeem and they are redeemed in the full amount. Part redemption is not allowed because that will create issue of issuing cash remaining as a change. So that is not allowed. The customers are encouraged to use the full amount. GVs must be redeemed in once at one and cannot be exchanged for cash or combined with other offers. So there is SOP where the customers are asked to use the full amount and the remaining amount is not issued cash or it, any kind or any offers cannot be clubbed. Cashiers stamp, redeem GVs and ensure proper storage for record keeping and audit purpose. So once the billing is done, the cashiers will put a stamp redeemed and will keep in the float bag at the day end. It is handed over to the head cashier along with the charge slips and other the way they do the clay closing. The head cashier needs to file those redeemed GVs so that in future, in case if there is an audit, those hard the proof of redeemed GVs are available with them. Adherence to the GV handling guidelines ensures smooth transactions and customer satisfaction at cash till. Credit card handling. There is a SOP for handling credit card as well. The rise in credit card usage offers convenience to customers and retailers while reducing the complexities of cash handling. So depending upon cities, there is a cash and card contribution combination. In Mumbai, there is more of the ratio is 70-30, 70% use card, debit card, credit card, 30% is cash. Depending upon the other cities, this is one of the odd cases. In Delhi, there is the ratio is 60-40. Where the cash component is 40%, or maybe it is different. So depending upon city to cities, metro cities as well, that's the ratio. That's not a benchmark ratio, but it's an average industry, the way normally people handle cash and card. So with the rise of resident income, with the rise of nuclear families, the husband wife both have credit cards nowadays. With easy credit available, the credit card usage has gone up. And there is a SOP for handling credit card as well. So the card, normally nowadays the customer prefers carrying card rather than carrying cash because it has issue of taking change and giving change. Card exact amount is put in the POS machine. The PIN is used and the payment is done, which ensures faster checkouts. Cashiers are trained to operate EDC machines, verify customer credentials and process card transactions securely. So when a customer says he would like to, he or she would like to pay with the credit card or debit card, they check the name of the card. Certain cards have photographs as well. They verify the photograph with the face of the person. They check, they turn and they check whether the card is signed or not. So these are the SOPs the head cashier needs to follow. And once the card is swiped on the EDC machine, the machine is offered to the customer to enter the PIN details. So the cashier is also trained to check in case if there is a display which says a pickup card or do not honor. So in case if it's a pickup card, the card the customer would have defaulted in the card payment or it would be a card which is stolen. So the cashier needs to keep an eye on the machine as well. It says pickup card, then they are not supposed to return it to the customer. In case the POS machine prompts do not honor, then definitely they will not go ahead with that specific card and the cashier will ask customer to give any other card for the billing purpose. So the cashier are trained in all those adverse situations. They need to check and follow the transaction. They need to follow the process and then finish the transaction. Continuous training ensures cashiers are updated on technology advancements, including chip-enabled cards and mobile payments. So with the advent of technology advancement, there are cards which has come up with a Wi-Fi facility as well. Earlier, the card needs to be swiped or it needs to be inserted in the machine. But now there are certain cards which has Wi-Fi facility available, or there are chip-based cards. So the cashier can, the cashier needs to ask the customer if they can tap, use the Wi-Fi facility and make payment. That is the one thing. Second thing, with the advent of UPI payment, there is a barcode which comes on the POS machine. The cashier needs to tell the customer that, okay, now they need to scan the barcode and make payments. So continuous trainings are ensure that they are up to date on the technology part. And enhance customer convenience and increase purchasing power, drive sales opportunities and business growth. So with easy credit available, the customer convenience has gone up, purchasing power has gone up, and therefore there's a lot of business opportunities to drive sale and to grow business. So the cashier needs to know that in case what are the cards are they are carrying, is there an EMI option available, and therefore all these things enables customer convenience, ensuring growth in business and sales for that particular stores. Handling counterfeit note. So even the cashier is trained on how to handle counterfeit notes. With counterfeit currency posing a threat, cashier receives training on identifying fake notes and using counterfeit detection tools. So normally the certain stores have a machine kept available. It might be an ultraviolet machine, or there are other counting machines which detect the counterfeit notes. So the cashiers are also trained how to check. There are different identification marks on the currency note, so they are trained in that. Certain big stores have a machine where they put the counterfeit note and check if it's fake or it's original. So the head cashier needs to ensure any cashier which going on floor is trained using these tools. Retail stores utilize an advanced machine and manual checks to verify note authenticity and mitigate risk. As I said, there are certain organizations use machines, advanced machines to check counterfeit note to reduce the threat. So that's the risk mitigation. They are ensuring that there is no risk, there is no loss at the store. Handling proper training and vigilance ensure cashiers to detect counterfeit notes and handle such situation with professionalism. So the cashiers are trained to check the note. They need to touch and feel the note. And in case they think it's a counterfeit, it needs to be tackled in a very professional manner. They are trained on how to handle such situations. Maintaining customer trust and safeguarding financial integrity are paramount in counterfeit note and protocols. So it can happen that the chances are that cashier might do a mistake. The note might be genuine as well, but at most professionalism needs to be maintained. Such situation needs to be handled in a very confidential manner, in a way that it's very professional. It should not look like they are distrusting the customer. And to ensure any financial loss, then the cashier needs to ensure there is no financial loss, safeguarding the interest of customer as well. They need to handle this process very delicately. Cash management software and technology. Cash management software streamlines each handling processes, cash handling processes, providing real-time visibility and automation to businesses. So the cash still is always equipped with the technology part. There is a scanner available and they scan, the product is displayed at the POS till. So all this thing ensures there is a faster billing process. The price is offered. If in case there is a discount, 50% discount, then the offers are ensured it's punched in that. So when a cashier punches the button, the offer is reflected. It shows to the customer as well. So there is no ambiguity. The customer is also happy that, okay, he purchased a product which is of 50% price. At scanning, it is being displayed at the counter as well, so that the billing is faster and it ensures good business for the store. So all this software also ensures that the size of the scanner has also become big, so that it helps in the faster scanning and ensuring faster checkouts. Key features include cash flow forecasting, security enhancement, and integration with POS system for seamless transactions. So certain times the head cashiers in the IT team, they also do cash flow forecasting as well. Looking at the crowd and they see what is the amount of transaction which is happening. The head cashier needs to mitigate the risk of excess cash. So in case if any till has done a billing of 15,000 in cash, the head cashier will quickly go, take out 14,000, keep the 1,000 over there, ensuring there is no risk over there with excess cash. Similarly, in case of there are more number of credit card transactions, they need to ensure the stationery is available, the POS rolls are available. In case whether the card is being checked or not, whether the head cashiers are following SOPs or not. So it happens during the high traffic or more billing areas, it tends that the cashier might skip the SOPs. So they need to ensure the supervisor and head cashier needs to be on floor on the cash till to ensure that there are transactions which are happening, which are genuine transaction, and it is the transaction happening smoothly, ensuring faster checkouts, keeping in mind the SOPs of the store. Technology offers benefits such as accuracy and security, cost efficiency handling operation. So when there is technology involved, there is no manual scanning, there is no handwritten bills, it will ensure that the products scanned are right, it's accurate, and it results into efficient cash handling. Integration with POS system optimizes financial reporting and enable proactive cash management practices for business. So earlier the cashier needed to swipe the card in the POS machine, and they need to swipe the card in the EDC machine as well to capture the details. But with the advent of technologies, now the card is only swiped once in the POS machine and it's connected with the EDC machine. So what happens, the card details are captured in the POS and the same data goes through the EDC to the servers of the bank and the transaction is approved. So it saves time. The cashier doesn't have to swipe the card twice now. They need to swipe only once. So all those technology advancement has happened so that it results into faster checkouts and giving a good experience to the customer. Employee discounts vary based on store format or product categories. So there is an SOP for discount policy as well as billing policy as well, billing process policies. And the head cashier is responsible to train the cashier. So whenever there are discounts, it has to be ensured that the cashiers are trained, they are briefed on that. Employee discounts vary based on store format and product categories. So there are certain discounts issued to the employee as well when they are doing shopping, and there is process and SOP followed for that as well. So there is a SOP where if an employee is buying, they need to have a separate cash till. They will buy, they will exit from a separate employee exit, and those products which are bought needs to be entered into the register. So shopping is allowed after the shift duty to maintain focus on work and responsibilities. So the employees are given a training that in case if they need to shop, they will shop after their shift is over, and once they are going home, there's a dedicated deal where they do the billing, they take the bill and they make an exit through the staff exit gate. The security guard will frisk them, they will check the bill, they will check the merchandise, they'll make the entry in the register, and then they are allowed to go. During billing, employee provides their code and name for discount verification. So the cashier, when the billing is happening, the cashier will ask for the discount code, or they might scan the barcode. There is a barcode on the iCard as well. So different organization follows different policies. The data is captured and then the billing is continued. Discounts are applied, items are billed at reduced rates. So in case certain there is 10% or 7% staff discount or 2% staff discount is provided to the employees. So that discount is applied, the billing happens. Purchases are placed in carry bags, sealed and collected by employee from designated staff exits. So once the billing is done, the product are kept at the staff exit, and while making exit, the staff will pick up and they will move out. Security measures and benefits. So security guard stationed at the staff exit checks sealed bags against the bill for verification. Entries are made in staff shopping register to maintain transparency and accountability. The structured process ensures proper handling of discount merchandise and prevents misuse. So as I said, this is the standard operating procedure, SOP for staff billing. Once the billing is done, they move out of the staff exit. There is a verification. The guard will check the bills against the merchandise purchase to ensure that what is billed is only being taken out. So again, this is done to ensure there is no theft, there is no staff theft, there is no shrinkage involved in that. So this process ensures that there is no leakages with regards to the revenue to the store. Employee discount contributes to staff satisfaction, retention, and brand advocacy. So what happens if an employee is getting a product at a lesser amount, they are getting a benefit, it leads to the staff satisfaction, they will continue to work, they will enjoy working over there, it reduces the attrition as well. And ensuring once the attrition is less, it ensures in operational excellency as well as it gives a better experience for the customer as well. Enhance employee morale and loyalty, it indirectly impacts sales and customer experience positively. So as I said, once the attrition is low, the staff is happy, they are happy having a good work environment, definitely that results into sales, it will increase, it will impact sales, and there is much higher sales and a good customer experience for the consumers. So with this, today we saw how the cash deals, the billing process ensures that ensures the good checkout for the customers. What is the important role the cash deals play while the retail experience is going on? They also, the head cashier plays a very, the cashiers, head cashiers, supervisors play a major role in faster checkouts, giving a superior customer experience for the consumer. Also, there are SOP policies need to be followed. They need to ensure that there are no revenue leakages, there are no fraud credit cards being swiped, there is no theft happening. So all these things needs to be incorporated and followed 100% to ensure faster checkouts, resulting good sales and revenue for the store. Thank you.